Let me ask you something. The former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel, who is the one who got the Pentagon Papers put into the Congressional Record and then had them published by Beacon Press, the whole thousands of pages, he said that the senators who have been really sounding the alarms, people like Senator Udall, Senator Wyden, of course, the ones who've been warning Americans in sort of cryptic ways, saying you got to find out about this, could actually go much further now that so much has been released by you and even the Obama administration.
Right. Well, there's an article in Foreign Policy magazine over the weekend by the Yale Law professor Bruce Ackerman that makes the same point. Remember, United States senators have full constitutional immunity against prosecution for anything that they say on the floor of the Senate. And Daniel Ellsberg, when he was trying to get people to read the Pentagon Papers, actually wanted to get Mike Gravel and other senators to go to the floor of the Senate and read the Pentagon Papers because they would have been immune from prosecution. You know, as much as I like the fact that Ron Wyden and Mark Udall all have been sounding the alarms for a couple of years, winking and hinting at Americans that they would be shocked to learn all the things that the Obama administration is doing in secret. They didn't have the courage to tell us what those things were that they thought we should know. It took Mr. Snowden to come forward, who doesn't have immunity, and tell us. And interestingly, the very first interview I ever did on ABC about this case, I was followed by Senator Udall, and they asked Senator Udall about Edward Snowden, and the first thing he said was, "I deplore his leak." So, you know, Mark Udall didn't have the courage to do what Edward Snowden did. He tried to get the country to know there was something going on that we should know, but didn't come forward and say, even though we had this protection. But I think Senator Gravel and Bruce Ackerman are absolutely right. There are all sorts of ways that if Ron Wyden and Mark Udall and others really believe, as they're saying, that there are serious abuses going on in the NSA, they could let us know and could do so with total protection, not unlike me, who's reporting it and being threatened with imprisonment, or Mr. Snowden, who's been charged for letting us know. They could actually exercise their constitutional prerogatives as a senator and tell us what they think that we ought to know, and they ought to do a lot more of that.